This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The ADA and the AHA and the ACS, you know, American Cancer Society, they literally promote the very things that cause the diseases that they claim to be trying to fight.
The Health Ranger Report.
They actually give people advice that worsens their disease. It's unbelievable.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
So what's next for our society? And the big answer, I believe, is the decentralization of the systems of power and control that we have grown up with, that we're all used to, we've lived with, such as the centralized money systems or centralized governments. I actually believe that we are now in the beginning phases of what will be the toppling of many of these institutions of centralized power. Such as the federal government, for example. We're already seeing early signs of calls for secession in California or Texas or other places. I believe we'll see the breakup of the United States in the not-so-distant future. It may take years. It could take a decade or maybe a couple of decades on the outside of this, or it might happen more quickly than that. The thing is, centralized power systems are becoming, in a way, obsolete. And I'll explain that more, but I have called for the decentralization of everything. I believe that centralized power is corrupt, that it is abused, and it turns to evil. So anytime you concentrate power into the hands of the few, they will abuse it and use it for their own selfish gain, while suppressing reality or truth or the rights of others. And you know this is true as well. You look at communism, for example, centralizing the power of the economy in the hands of the few. A top-down, you know, centrally planned economy is horrific. The amount of human suffering that takes place under such systems is immeasurable. So even in the United States today, those who don't like Donald Trump are discovering the benefits of federalism, which is the opposite of what it sounds like. Federalism, it means states' rights. It doesn't mean federal power. Federalism means restoring power to the states so that the states can decide things locally. It is decentralization. So just make sure you understand the way that term is properly used. The federal government, on the other hand, is all about centralized power, controlling funding to the states, controlling regulations, controlling interstate commerce, and so on. And sure, that has a role in society, maybe on environmental pollution standards, perhaps, or certainly national defense, but the role should be very, very limited. And what we are seeing right now in terms of federal power, you know, the bureaucracy of Washington, D.C., is far too powerful, far too strong, and unworthy of the power that they have been granted. Now, to some degree, it is internet connectivity that is granting the ability of decentralization to many of these institutions. For example, public education. Used to be you had to go to a school. Well, now, thanks to the internet, you can get a world-class education online. And millions of homeschoolers do exactly that. You know, homeschooling, in terms of academics at least, is vastly superior to public schooling. And it's because of the internet and computer software and so on. Now, what if that same decentralization were applied to voting and democracy or even representation in Washington? For example, what if we got rid of the Senate and the entire Congress, all of Congress? We don't need the House or the Senate. What if we got rid of all those people? Now, I understand we still need three branches of government to have balance and so on, but do we really need people in Washington representing our views? You see, they are centralizing power in the hands of the few, and they're easily bribed or, you know, captured with dirt, you know, personal dirt, or set up with prostitutes and caught on camera, whatever they do to those people. Wouldn't it be great if we decentralized the lawmaking process so that actual citizens could vote remotely wherever they are on every law, every bill? why do we need John McCain, you know, in the Senate? Why do we need Nancy Pelosi? Why do we need any of them? I say we don't. So a true republic or democracy would actually decentralize even the power of the legislature. And, you know, you can't really decentralize executive power that much or judicial power that much, but you sure can decentralize legislative power. So that's something, you know, to consider. But what about the money supply? You know, we've seen Bitcoin come along and has created a decentralized peer-to-peer public blockchain, basically a ledger or a spreadsheet of transactions. And, you know, I've talked about how Bitcoin is going to crater and fail, but it has proven some very successful things. It's proven that the money supply can be very popular even when it's completely disconnected from the Federal Reserve. And that's something that's very important to recognize. It's also proven that blockchain technology can function, although Bitcoin itself is running into some severe limitations, which is why there's so much hard forking in Bitcoin these days, another big fork coming. But it has still proven that through distributed peer-to-peer computational systems that verify the integrity of the transactions of the blockchain, that you can decentralize money supply systems quite successfully, or at least semi-successfully. And it can be augmented. It can be improved. So that's one thing. What if we could decentralize food production? And right now we have too much centralization of power in the hands of corporate farm operations. We've got very few seed companies that own all the seeds. We've got just a few companies manufacturing most of the agricultural chemicals and so on. What if we had decentralized agriculture, local, small-scale permaculture or organic agriculture from, you know, yard to yard, building to building, neighbor to neighbor, community to community, instead of these large, poisonous tracts of monoculture, genetically modified corn and soybeans, a clear-cutting rainforest to plant the soybeans? You know, that model is rife with lots of problems, including the risk of catastrophic food supply failure due to disease or soil depletion or genetically modified seed infestations or accidental alterations or failures of those GMO seeds that were unanticipated by scientists and so on. When you control, when you concentrate the food supply into the hands of a few operations, you dramatically increase the risks of systemic failure, because now you don't have the diversity that is redundancy or resiliency against single point failures. So a redundant food supply or a distributed food supply would be a good thing for us as well. If you think about it, the Second Amendment, that is the ability for citizens to own firearms, is a decentralization of kinetic power. And so in countries that are run by tyrants, where people are enslaved, you have a concentration of firearms in the hands of the government regime where the citizens are not allowed to own firearms. So that's a centralization of power, and it almost always, in nearly every case, leads to corruption, the criminalization of liberty and freedom, and so on. It becomes a way for governments to usurp power, concentrate power in the hands of the few, and then abuse the citizens. So the Second Amendment distributes firearms to the hands of the people, and then the people are allowed to have their own firearms, which is it really mirrors the idea of organic local permaculture or agriculture. And so if you think that people should grow their own food, you almost by definition, if you understand the philosophy, you should agree that people should be able to own their own firearms, because it's the same concept. It's all about decentralizing power and putting the power back into the hands of local communities or families, or even individuals. And that's what I see for our future. I see a crumbling of many of the institutions where power is currently centralized, and the rise of individual liberty, individual power, the assertion of the individual. And this will of course, bump heads with the ideas of collectivism, which is being pushed by the radical, insane, deranged left, as typified by UC Berkeley or California Democrats. I don't believe that their system has a future, because they don't have ideas that work. In other words, nothing that they do ever really works. Nothing is actually sustainable. Sustainability comes from liberty. Redundancy, resiliency comes from liberty or individuality, individual rights, individual freedoms, individual entrepreneurship. That's what builds strength for communities, cities, states, and nations. And that's what we should all support. So wherever you are in society, always support decentralization of the money supply, of the food supply, of kinetic weapons, for example, of governments. Decentralize everything, because that's how we have a sustainable world rooted in liberty and ultimately fairness and true social justice. Because liberty for all is also justice for all. So keep that in mind. My name is Mike Adams. I'm known as the Health Ranger. You can hear my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com and check out my websites, newstarget.com and naturalnews.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.